Let me be a hero. I want to be a hero. Can I be a hero? Please.
Would you dance?
Would you dance?
If I asked you to dance, would you run?
Okay. All right. I don't know about you, but Enrique Iglesias is my personal hero.
He is. He's my personal
Enrique.
Hero. We have a lot of shared values. Today's episode... Actually, wait. We forgot.
Welcome back to
The Mentors.
This is Vadim.
And Sergey.
And you're listening to our weekly segment called The 5-Minute Pick-Me-Up, where we tell you stories to motivate you for the week to come. And today we're talking about how to choose your hero. There's been a lot of charged information in the news in the last few weeks, specifically about Adam Neumann, who's the CEO of WeWork.
Now, if you are reading these things day in and day out, it's almost impossible to escape at this point. But if you're reading about all the stuff that has been going on with WeWork, and you find yourself being frustrated or confused because just a couple months ago, WeWork and the Adam Neumann and Rebecca Neumann story was supposed to be a hero story, and this was supposed to be a great American company. And you find yourself confused and frustrated because, well, wait a minute, now they're not really a hero anymore, and now that the press and the media is covering them in a certain way and all these things are coming to light about their how irresponsible they were with corporate governance, now all of a sudden my mind is being changed, and maybe you're at odds with yourself even about whether this person should or should not be your hero. So that's what we wanted to talk about today, is how should we think about who our hero should be that we emulate day in and day out, and should we feel bad about following someone like Adam Neumann in the face of this WeWork scandal, so to speak?
Now, it can be really helpful to have a hero or somebody that you look up to that kind of helps you create your own path, right? Most of us have more than one hero, but we get this question asked a lot when you're younger, especially, and usually the answer, if we had great parenting, defaults to, all right, my dad's my hero, my mom's my hero, right? But why are they our heroes? It's because they've been able to tackle difficult moments in their lives in a way that maybe inspire us, or they've been able to succeed in a way that's inspirational to us. So it's a useful tool to have, but a lot of times the world tries to tell us who our hero should be. Obviously, this happens in media all the time, right? When you hear about how someone got rich and changed the world, it's easy to feel that they should be your hero. But that doesn't have to be the case, and we want to talk about how to choose your own hero in a way that makes sense for you.
So first of all, I do want to say that if Adam Neumann was a hero of yours in the past and he is no longer, that is also okay. Before you were inspired by his ability to bring a massive company to market, now that new information has come to light about the methods with which he did it, it's okay if you reevaluate whether this is a person you admire at this point or not. But the reason why heroes are important and why we're even talking about this topic is that they can help provide a model for you. And this is something that actually Tony Robbins talks about in his first book, Unlimited Power. He talks about the fact that the best way to succeed is by modeling other successful people, meaning you don't have to reinvent the wheel, so to speak. You can model their behaviors and apply them in new ways that can bring you success. But I want to add a little bit more to that, and that is that the best way to succeed is by modeling successful people that align with the principles that you have, meaning that not every successful person should necessarily be your hero if fundamentally their principles are not the same as yours.
So sometimes we talk about people like Steve Jobs, for example, and the things that he's been able to accomplish, how he was able to create his own rules. But that's different than saying, is he my hero? There might be things that successful people do or certain people accomplish that you might want to emulate, but that doesn't mean that they're your hero necessarily, because if their values or principles or beliefs don't align with you, then you shouldn't model your life after them. And that's the example that we're trying to make here. You know, I actually got a little frustrated last night because I was reading all these VCs that are supporting Adam Neumann because he was able to build a disruptive company. He was able to create a ton of value, and most people in their lives will never build a multi-billion dollar business. But just because he's able to build monetary value and create something that's a multi-billion dollar market doesn't mean that you should emulate the things that he does. He clearly has made some mistakes as a leader. He clearly has made some mistakes in terms of deciding how to even leverage the value that he was able to create. And so even though these VCs are coming to support because he is a great CEO, he was able to build a great company, it doesn't mean that he's necessarily a great person. I'm not saying he's a bad person, but I don't know him. And I might not want to emulate him.
Well, I think part of the reason also you were frustrated is that the Twitter fight that broke out, I think, from one camp to the other, basically made you realize that these VCs that you were following were very one-sided, and they weren't willing to admit that just because a person is financially successful or builds a company in a massive market doesn't mean that they are without flaws. There are ways to do that that are ethical and unethical. And you were trying to say that there's more than one way of being successful.
Exactly. They were inflating the value of building that monetary value. That's kind of how I saw it. There's so many different ways to build value. One quick example that comes to mind from a recent episode that we talked about Cal Penn, when he went into the public sector and worked for the government, is, you know, he was already a successful celebrity, obviously, so it's a little bit different, but he got really inspired by the people that he worked with on these various campaigns, the doctors and lawyers and people that quit their jobs to get in on the ground floor, canvass for different causes, get people together to make calls to representatives and to the senators to actually make a difference in policy. He was inspired by that. Those people became his heroes. So there's different types of people in our lives that can act as heroes for us. We shouldn't just listen to what the media tells us or who the loudest people in the room are and think, okay, these people are the ones that should be our heroes. I think we should think about it in a broader sense, right? What are the different values that these people have? How can we judge them based on their actions as a whole to then say, okay, this person's my hero? Actually, one person that's a great example of this is Bill Gates. I feel like he's had a lot of longevity. Again, probably not a perfect person. Maybe even made some mistakes as a leader when he was building Microsoft. But the things that he's been able to do with his wealth are pretty inspirational, are pretty exemplary, and I think are pretty good to model after.
Now, you might be listening to this and saying to yourself or saying to us, hey, isn't this a business podcast? So shouldn't we be emulating people that are the most successful in business and are making the most economic impact for themselves, their families, their employees, meaning making the most money? Well, no, I don't think so. And this isn't just a business podcast. This is more of a, I would say, a personal career fulfillment podcast, if I were to explain it in any way. And that fulfillment can be different things for different people. And also success, even in business, can mean different things for different people. So what we're really saying is that first figure out what success means to you, whether it's financial, whether it's something else, right? Maybe it's has to do with the environment. Maybe it has to do with social impact. Maybe it has to do just with your immediate family, and that's okay for you for the rest of your life. Figure out what success means to you, and then think about how you can get to that level of success by following your own principles. And when you find people around you that have been able to do that, again, that align with your principles and your outlook on life and how you think you should be as a human being, then those should be your heroes. And it doesn't just have to be the billionaires. That's not the one way to live.
So we urge you to find your hero this week, right? Try to think about it in different terms. Who in your life inspires you? It could be somebody that's actually personally in your life. Like Sergey just mentioned, it could be somebody at work. It could be somebody that you read about, a story about an entrepreneur or somebody that made a difference that you want to emulate. Find that person this week and see if you can have any takeaways from how they lead their life and maybe how you can adjust your approach to how you're doing things.
And this might take a little bit of self-reflection and self-awareness as well to come to an understanding of who you think you are, what your values are, and where you want to be in life, because it's easy to blindly just follow the people that the media tells us are examples of success. So take a moment to self-reflect, and once you do that, we think it'll be much easier for you to find your true hero.
That's it for a 5-minute pick-me-up, and we'll see you on Wednesday. Have an awesome week.